There has been a corn boom in rural Iowa, in America's heartland. In corn farming towns like Galva that had been shrinking for decades, new homes are being built. A new 400-seat performing arts center opened at the local school, and farmers like Alan Bennett are buying new equipment.
This is my new combine.
One big factor boosting the local economy is just down the hill from Bennett's corn and soybean fields. Quad County Corn Processors turns his harvest into ethanol fuel.
There's three ethanol plants within easy driving distance of here, and there's a lot of competition for corn now, and there wasn't before.
In 2005, Congress passed a law requiring ethanol in U.S. gasoline. One reason was to produce more fuel at home, says Quad County Manager Delane Johnson.
As we have domestically produced products, we have less dependency on the Middle East, where we obviously have spent money trying to defend that area.
Use of domestically produced ethanol has grown as government requirements have increased. Now, at least a quarter of the U.S. corn crop is turned into fuel. Economists say that is one reason the price of corn is triple what it was before 2005. Bill Tenninger grows corn 100 kilometers away in Lamar's, Iowa. But he also feeds corn to his pigs. He supports ethanol to a point.
It's been overdone, which creates a huge animal consuming that we have to compete with.
Pigs, cattle, and chickens are competing with that other corn-consuming animal, ethanol, like never before, as this year's drought dramatically cuts the corn supply. Corn prices have set a new record. The livestock industry is facing big cost increases, and some meat producers may go out of business. So the industry is asking Congress to waive the law that requires ethanol in gasoline.
If we do not waive that standard, and the ethanol industry is allowed to continue to make alcohol, the crop is going to get ate up, and it's not going to go into food.
Tenninger says the cost of food will go up, hurting consumers already struggling in a slow economy. But farmer Alan Bennett says waiving the law would be a blow to his town and to consumers as well.
It could bankrupt the ethanol plant. It's a huge deal. This country relies on ethanol for 10% of its fuel supply. Ethanol is good for America.
Bill Tenninger agrees, but he says this year's drought has made him think differently.
I have not been one of these that have really argued the food versus fuel argument, but yet in the end, maybe it does come down to that.
With the ethanol industry now a fixture in the U.S. economy, that argument is likely to continue. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Galva, Iowa.